ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कंटो 5 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 9। तज्जथा वाळिसानां स्वयमात्मनः श्रेयः परमविदुषां परमपुरुषः प्रकर्षकरुणया स्वमहिमानं च अपवर्ब आख्याम् उपलक्ष्य पैष्यन् स्वयं नापचित एव मेतरः अहोपलक्षितः। ट्रांसलेशन तत् दैट जथा आज बालिशानाम ऑफ द फूल्स स्वयं बाय योर सेल्फ आत्मनः ओन श्रेयः वेलफेयर परम अल्टीमेट अविदुषाम ऑफ पर्सन्स हु डू नॉट नो परम परम पुरुष। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड्स प्रकर्ष करुणया बाय अबंडेंट कॉजलेस मर्सी स्वमहिमानम योर पर्सनल ग्लोरी च एंड अपवर्ग आख्यम कॉल्ड अपवर्ग और लिबरेशन उपलक्ष्यैष्याम डिजायरिंग टू गिव स्वयं पर्सनली न अपचिता नॉट प्रॉपरली वर्शिप्ड एव अल्दो इतरवत लाइक एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन इह हियर उपलक्षिता यू आर प्रेजेंट और सीन बाय अस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड्स यू आर कंप्लीटली इग्नोरेंट ऑफ द एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ धर्म अर्थ काम एंड मोक्ष द प्रोसेस ऑफ लिबरेशन बिकॉज यू डू नॉट एक्चुअली नो द गोल ऑफ लाइफ। यू हैव अपियर्ड पर्सनली बिफोर अस लाइक ए पर्सन सोलिसिटिंग वर्शिप but actually you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called of Varga liberation. You have come although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Translation and purport then. Lord Vishnu was personally present at the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archa Vigraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose, out of his causeless mercy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual or Sachidananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he comes in a form that we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood, and therefore he accepts a form of stone and wood and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy. Although he has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act as he does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his causeless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabhi. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschat Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Krishna Jagannatha Jai Vaikuntha Namadhrik Jai Deva Kripa Sindho Jai Lakmi Pate Prabhu Jai Nirambuja Syama Niraji Mutasanniva Jai Padma Dhari Tribhyam Nisi Vita Padambujam Janardana Jagata Bandhu Saranagata Palaka Tvam Dasa 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 Anam Dasatvam Dehime Prabhu Dasatvam Dehime Prabhu. So in this discussion by the priests in the sacrificial event in arena of Maharaj Nabhi, they are glorifying Lord Vishnu, who is personally present before them. So in their glorification, in this particular verse, they are saying, why Lord personally present before them? One of the cause they are saying in the beginning is tad jatha vali sanam. In the verse, the starting tad jatha. When we are saying the word jatha, that means we are giving some comparison, some example, some comparison like this, like jatha. Tad jatha, mane exactly like this. Like whose? Na balisanam. Balisa means innocent, ignorant persons. Balisa. So they are saying just like saintly persons, by their causeless mercy to help the ignorant, innocent people. Even if the innocent or ignorant people, they never invited the saintly person, they never called him, they never respect them properly, neither worship them, neither treat them properly, but still, only out of their mercy, only desirous to help them, to rescue them, the saintly persons, devotees, they used to go to the ignorant people, innocent people. Tad jatha valisanam, exactly the saintly person doing to the innocent people, you are doing for us similar way. We are totally unqualified, disqualified to respect you, to worship you in proper way. Neither we have invited you properly. Actually, we are doing this sacrifice. You have nothing to do in sacrifice. You are not going to please by sacrifice. You are apta kama, atma rama. What do you need? Are you require the sacrifice to be done by us? No. Nothing. Then why you are doing it? Because we want to gratify our senses. We want enjoyment. That's why you are performing this sacrifice. This is not for you, oh my Lord. This is only sent person for our benefit. We are performing this so-called sacrifice to fulfill our desire. And this desire is not good for us also. This is not apavarga, this is not moksha. Though you are with your swamahima, your mahima is moksha. You can give liberation, but we don't want liberation only. We want dharma artha kama also. That's a cha sabda is there. Liberation also, but within liberation, with liberation we want enjoyment, dharma, artha, kama. That's why with your swamahima, with the benediction of liberation, we are fulfilling our desire. And to fulfill our desire, what is the only means? Only means is to worship you through the sacrifice. Through the sacrifice only. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also told that without sacrifice, we will be in karma bandhana. We will have bondage. Jagyartho karmana nyatra loko ayam karma bandhana. In this loka, we will be in bondage if we are not performing sacrifice. So, we know that. That's why we are doing sacrifice. This is one reason we want to free from attachment. We want moksha, but not only moksha. We want bhoga also. We want bhoga and moksha too. And you know, we are such unintelligent, we are so innocent, ignorant, balisa, that we are totally disqualified to respect you properly, to worship you, but still only out of your abundance, causeless mercy, you are present before us exactly like an ordinary person. They used to come to see one sacrifice. If you are doing some festival, then we are inviting some guests to come also. But some people without invitation also they used to come. They are called as ordinary person, itara jana, itara loka. Without invitation also they just come out of curiosity. Oh, let us see what they are doing, how they are doing. So you, just like an ordinary person, you come in this sacrificial arena before us, you present before us, just like an ordinary person, only to see the sacrifice. But we know, my sir, we know you are not an ordinary person. You are, who are you? Parama, Parama Purusa. You are Parama among the Paramas. There are so many Ishwaras, so many Paramadevatas, like Brahma, Shiva and all that, but among them you are the Parama. That's why you are the Parama Parama Purusa. You are the Supreme among the Supreme. You are the Parama Parama Purusa. But still, why are you here? Prakarsa Karunaya. You are coming not because of your that mercy. No, that mercy is Prakarsa Karunaya. Abundant, causeless mercy. You are so much compassionate that cannot be compared with anybody. Uncomparable, unparallel mercy you have. And okay, you are merciful, we are your devotee. No, we don't have a devotion also. What kind of devotion? We don't know how to serve you. We don't know you actually. Actually, we don't know what is our goal of life. That also don't know. What is good for us? What is bad for us? That we don't know too. All of us, actually, we don't know what is our future, what was our past. So how can you decide what is good for us? So we have no idea. We are planning, we are thinking, if this thing will happen, then I will be happy. If only this, I will get these things, then that's it. I will become happy. I am okay. We are always thinking, planning, but when you are somehow or other getting that, then still again, problem, little bit more, then it will be okay. Never ever it will happen. Never ever. Always like that. So that's why this priest, they are actually honest. Honestly, they are speaking out the truth. They are saying the reality is that we don't know what is beneficial for us. We don't know what is good for us. We don't know actually. So what will ask for you? We don't know what is good for us, but still we are asking from you through our so-called sacrifice, dharma, artha and kama. Because you want bhoga. We are bhogi. So that's why we are making all our attempts, arrangements to get some bhoga. But you are such a compassionate person. Without inviting you, you are coming as ordinary person. And even if you come, we are not respecting you in due way, in proper way. Neither we are worshipping you properly. Still then you are coming. Why you are coming? Not to fulfill our desire. Okay, at least they are doing. Let their desire be fulfilled. And not only you are fulfilling our desire. With the planning of fulfilling your desire, you are also giving swamahima. What is your mahima? Your vision, your darshan is not useless. It's so useful. Just by having your glance, just by having your darshan, at once we will be free from material bondage. Not only free, you will fulfill our so-called material interest, dharma, artha, kama, and you will get liberation too. We are so balisa, we are such a disqualified person, but you are such a qualified person. So you are coming only to show your causeless mercy. Only by showing your causeless mercy. In one bhajan, Rupa Goswami, he used to sing, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande, Manamana Samadhukara Marpaya Nija Pada, Pankaja Makarande, Pankaja Makarande. Rupa Goswami is saying, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande. Oh Krishna, you are my worshipable Lord. Man Manasa Madhukara Marpaya Nijapade. Let my mind, the bumblebee of my mind, is desiring to have the honey from your lotus feet. So please make some arrangement that my mind, the bee of my mind, should get the honey from your lotus feet. Pankaja Makarande. Then he's saying, Jadyapi Samadhisu Vidhirapi Pasyati Natavana Khagramarichi. Jadyapi Samadhisu Vidhirapi Pasyati Natavana Khagramarichi. Idami chamini samyata vachyuta, idami chamini samyata vachyuta, tadapi kripad bhuta vichim, tadapi kripad bhuta vichim. Rupa Goswami is saying, jadyapi samadhisu vidhi api apasyati. Vidhi means Brahma. He is saying, even Lord Brahma, your first son, the creator, Swayambhu, even that powerful Lord Brahma, Vidhi, how? In his samadhi yoga. Jadyapi samadhisu vidhir api na pasyati. Even by his long process of transcendental meditation, the most powerful living entity, Lord Brahma, Swayambhu, he will not able to see you, forget you, even your feet, forget your feet, not the your nail also, forget your nail also he cannot see. From the nail, the light coming out from it, that also he is not able to see. Jadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati natava nakha agra marichim. Nakha means nail, agra means the front part of the nail, and from the front part of nail some light, some dazzling light is coming. Brahma, through his long meditation process, he cannot able to see the simple light coming out from his nail, from the front of the nail. That is not possible for Brahma to see through his long process of samadhi yoga. Jadyapi samadhisu vidhi api pasyati natava nakhagra marichim. Idam ichhami, I am desiring to get the honey from your lotus feet. Hare Baba. Brahma, by his meditation, by his samadhi, he cannot able to see the light coming out from the nail, front of the nail, and you want the honey from my feet. What qualification you have? Are you comparable to Brahma? Who are you? You are not compared to a stool of a dog also. How can you be desiring something? Yes, idam ichhami, I am desiring, idam ichhami. How? In which power? Nisamya tava achyuta, he achyuta, nisamya. I have heard profusely, properly I have heard. What you have heard? By which you are desiring such unexpected, undesirable things? No. Idam ichhami nisamya tava achyuta tad api krupa adhuta vichim. I have heard properly about your adhuta kripa. I have heard about your such a wonderful, magnanimous, causeless, merciful nature. Your kripa is so powerful, such a wonderful, it can do whatever. So I know, I have heard this from the saintly persons about the power of your mercy. Based on that power, based on the powers of yours, wonderful power of your mercy, I am desiring to have the nectar directly coming out from your lotus feet. Though Brahma is unable, but still I am desiring. Because I know your powerful mercy can do wonder. Idam ichhami nisamya tava achyuta tadapi kripa adhuta vichim. Adhuta kripa vichim means waves of your mercy. In a ocean, the waves are coming. You are saying your kripa is ocean. In your ocean of mercy, the adhuta taranga, the kripa vichim, I am seeing the adhuta taranga. By hearing about this adhuta taranga, adhuta vichim of your mercy, I am desiring so. Then he is coming, saying further. Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava natai mama tilamatri. Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava natai mama tilamatri. परमेश्वरता तदपितवाधिक परमेश्वरता तदपितवाधिक दुर्घट घटन विधात्री दुर्घट घटन विधात्री. देन ही सेइंग यद्यपि दो आई हैव नॉट ए टिंज ऑफ डिवोशन कंपेयर्ड टू ए सिस्मी सीड तिल मात्र तिल मीन्स सिस्मी सीड आई हैव नॉट ए डिवोशन इवन लाइक ये सिस्मी सीड नॉट अटल आई हैव नो डिवोशन अटल. भक्ति रिजंचति यद्यपि माधव न त्वयि मम तिल मात्री आई हैव नो डिवोशन फॉर यू माई लॉर्ड नॉट इवन लाइक ए सिस्मी सीड लिटिल बिट डिवोशन आई डोंट हैव फॉर योर फॉर यू ऑल्सो आई एम सच ए रास्कल नंबर वन. भक्ति रुजंचति यद्यपि माधव न त्वयि मम तिल मात्री बट स्टील परमेश्वरता यू आर परमेश्वर हियर इज परम परम पुरुष यू आर सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ओ माई सुप्रीम यू आर नॉट ऑर्डिनरी सुप्रीम यू आर सुप्रीम ऑफ द सुप्रीम ऑफ द सुप्रीम यू आर सुप्रीमली सुप्रीम परम परम पुरुष परमेश्वरता तदपितवाधिक दो आई एम the ignorant I have not utter devotion like a sesame seed even I am such a fallen but you are such a magnanimous parameshwarata tadapita badhika the more I am falling the more you are merciful parameshwarata tadapita badhika durghata ghatana vidhatri your parameshwarata your supreme abundance causeless mercy what it can do durghata ghatana which cannot be happen which is impossible it can be possible how it can be possible because you are your parameshwarata your prabhuta by your mercy by your parameshwarata even the impossible can be possible. So if the impossible can be possible by your supremacy, then why a fallen people like me will not desire to have honey from your lotus feet? Based upon your parameshwarata, based upon your causeless mercy which can do possible the impossible things even, so based on that formula, I am desiring. Though Brahma is capable, he is doing 100,000 years meditation, I cannot do 1 hour even, I will sleep. But still I am desiring, because I know I am such a ignorant, foolish number one, but still you are such a merciful, there is no match. You can do impossible thing, total impossible thing possible, just by your causeless mercy. That's parameshwarata tadapita vadhika durghata ghatana vidhatri. Even it is durghata, it is totally impossible, totally. But your mercy is such a wonder thing, such a powerful thing, it will do it like anything. Just by like that, you will do it. We cannot imagine even. We cannot imagine. Nityananda Tridashi, just 3-4 days ago we observed, I was reading one pastime of Nityananda Prabhu. Actually I was reading that in the Gurukula. So in that pastime it was narrated that when Nityananda Prabhu, he was more merciful than Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, though it is said he is a patita pavana, but still he wants something. Though it is said Gauranga Mahaprabhu freely distributing his mercy, love of Godhead, all that, but still we are seeing in his pastime he needs something, some rule, regulation, something he wants, menial something. But Nityananda Prabhu is beyond that even. And Nityananda Prabhu is such a powerful, if he selects somebody, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu has no power to reject him. In no way he cannot reject. He said, what can I do? Nitai accept him, so I have to accept. I have no power now because he has already selected. What to do? I have nothing to say. He has selected. So I have to give my love of Godhead to him because Nitai has selected. He has found him. And Nityananda Prabhu was so compassionate. He is declaring boldly, just chant once with love and affection, Ha Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Amare Kiniya Lava Bhaja Gaura Hari. If you chant once, Hey Gaura Hari, then I will sell to you myself. You will purchase me without any price and you will use me whatever your desire accordingly. I will be sold out to you. He was declaring it. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was staying in Puri, he sent Nityananda Prabhu back to Bengal. He said, I am here because my mother told me to stay here. But then our mission is to help the fallen souls in Bengal. So I am here. So how this thing will happen? So please you go with your group. You go there. So what to do? Mahaprabhu is sending. So he came and he saw our mercy throughout. So once he thought that Navadip, not only many good people, many bad people also, many thieves are staying also. Many dacoits, many thieves are there also, rogues. So I have to deliver them too. But they are not coming to me. I am a abadhuta sannyasi. Why they will come to me? I am a beggar, mendicant. They will not come to me. To whom they will go? They will go to the wealthy person to rob them. I am not a wealthy man at all. Why they will come to me? So how can I deliver them? Then he made a plan. Okay. Even if I am a abadhuta sannyasi, so how to attract these thieves and rogues and dacoits? So he planned such a way that he started wearing such opulent ornaments. All kind of ornaments starting from his toe to his top, to his head. So many kinds of ornaments. More than 2-3 quintals ornaments. Big, big size. So many garlands, so many big, big earrings and this, that. Chaitanya Bhagavat narrated many, many things. And like a sannyasi, and all garments are only made of diamond, gold and silver. Nothing else, not ordinary copper, umper, nothing like that. Rolled gold, nothing. Only pure gold, pure diamond and pure silver. Only these things. And so many. And wandering here and there. And then all the thieves and rogues and dacoits, they are now just like where there is some dirty things, all the flies will come from around, they will come there around. So by seeing these ornaments in the body of Nityananda Prabhu, all the dacoits and the rogues and the robbers, they come attracted. And they are wandering around him. And he understood, now they are here. Okay. Now I have to do my execution of our duty. Okay, so then he decided, when he saw that many of them, dacoits, are now wandering around him, then he thought, okay, now what to do? Now I should not stay in the village. I should stay. He decided one Brahmin's house. It is 5-6 kilometers away from the village in a jungle. A secluded place, one koti is there. So he decided to stay there and alone, asanga. Okay, you can come here to serve me, then you go, I will stay alone here. It's a nice place. Let me stay alone here some days. Okay. Nityananda Prabhu wants to stay there alone. So he stayed alone there in that house. Then all these dacoits say, oh my God, our Chandi Devi is so merciful to us. This man is a mendicant and he's wearing maybe millions and millions of dollars worth of ornaments, and he's staying far away from the city, alone there in the jungle. So it is so easy. We'll just untake it. We are experts in dacoits, and for him, no need of any practice or something. We'll just go take it. Then they had a meeting. All these dacoits, they had a meeting, all of them. They said, see, maybe Chandi Devi is extra merciful to us. And now, from today onwards, we have to not to go to this village, that village to plunder something. In one place, from one person, from our pidi, from this, what he says, this generation and some coming generation, we will maintain ourselves. Just one person. Such a things are, so many things are there. Then what to do? So became so happy. So then, okay, tonight we'll go, and he's staying alone there. So they, with their weapons and all that, this night, with the full, all group, around 40, 50 of them, or them, they came. When they came in the night, and they saw that some sound is coming, he said, okay, it is not so late night, maybe something is happening. So they stayed together around, near the house, and sent one messenger, go and see. In civil dress, he went to see what is going on inside the house. So he went, and he saw Nityananda Prabhu was eating rice. Such big plate. About 10 kilo of rice and different kind of sabhi he is eating. Indeed, late night he is eating. And few hundred of his followers, they are doing kirtan around him. And they are so mad in doing kirtan, they are not sleeping. Somebody is crying, somebody is laughing, somebody is jumping like that, roaring, they are doing kirtan. So then the messenger, he went in civil dress, he came and reported them that this thing is going on. I saw the avadhut, the sannyasi, he is eating big plate of rice and sabji he is eating. And I saw so many valuable ornaments are there, but he's eating full plate of rice, and many devotees around, they are doing kirtan like a madman. So what to do? So, see, it is already 10 o'clock now. No problem. He's eating rice. No, I have seen. Big plate of rice. Okay. After eating rice, definitely he will fall asleep. Such a big amount of rice means he will fall asleep. And when he will sleep, then the other will sleep. So let them sleep nicely. Let them finish their eating of rice nicely. Let them sleep, then we'll go and cut his head and take the things and come out, finish. So let us wait for some, maybe half an hour, 1 hour, finish it. Let us sit down here. So all of them get together under a nice tree, sit down. Okay, he's already eating. How long will he eat? Maybe half an hour, 1 hour more, then we'll go. He will feel sleep, then we'll go. So then they sit together, and then said, then they started discussing themselves. What they discussing? So one of them is saying, please hear, note down. After 1 hour going to get all these ornaments, so let us, in a honest way, we should decide, note down my name, I will take the earring. That earring, that both earrings is mine. Put my name. Nobody should see it. I will take it. Then other is saying, okay, you are taking it. Then I will take the bala, man, this big size. What do you say? Harmulet, huh? What about the bala? Angada jisu kehte hai here. I will take that. I said, from right hand? I will take from left hand. Note down my name. He said, okay, then I will take the mukta hara, the money mukta hara and the necklace. You will take that one. No, I will take the golden hara. Put down my name. Now I will take that kamar, the belt. He is putting such a big size belt in his waist. I will take that. Acha. No, don't argue with me. Don't. I will take that. Don't fight with me. Acha. Then put my name in the leg. Such a big size paunji, paunjeb, nupur. So I will take that. So like that they have making their list. What ornaments we will take? ऑनेस्टली देयर, ईमानदारी से अपना अभी चोरी नहीं किए थे, अभी करेंगे एक घंटा के बाद, अभी से लिस्ट बनाने लगे. दे आर मेकिंग देयर लिस्ट. व्हेन दे आर मेकिंग देयर लिस्ट, देन बाय मेकिंग द लिस्ट, मेकिंग मेक द लिस्ट बाय द डिजायर ऑफ द नित्यानंद प्रभु, दे फॉल स्लीप ऑल ऑफ देम विदाउट पुटिंग देयर बेड, विदाउट मेकिंग पुटिंग सम चदर, नथिंग एल्स, जस्ट बाय सिटिंग पोजिशन विद पेन एंड पेपर इन हैंड, देन एंड देयर दे ऑल फॉल स्लीप टोटली अनकॉन्शियस. Nobody knows what happened. And they get up when it is already 8 o'clock morning. Oh my God. It is already 8 o'clock. Last time. Oh, oh, somebody may see we are having this weapons and not pick up. Throw these weapons in the jungle. And then become like a gentleman. What to do now? Let us go to take bath in Ganga. Then people will think, oh, they are coming to take bath in Ganga. They are good people. So they all of them go to Ganga and take bath. After taking bath in Ganga, when they are coming, they are seeing that nobody is around, so then they started arguing among them. He is pointing out, you sleep fast. Not sir, I sleep. You are not sleeping, na? You awake, huh? Oh, I also sleep, but why you? Now why you? All of us sleep, all 50 of us. Sleep. They are just started arguing among themselves. Then finally the leader, the gang leader said, why you are arguing asleep? Somehow or other, the thief sleeping in night, that is the same to them. Somehow or other, nobody has seen it. So, we are actually protected our lajja. Somehow or other, we are saved. Nobody has seen it. So, we should not see this because we are such a famous thief. So, somebody will say, "Acha, you are famous thief in night time, at the time of thief, you are going to stealing, at that time you slept. Your record will finish. Your CCR will drop. All red line will be at the time of stealing, if you sleep, then means you are a totally disqualified thief. So don't say to anybody else. We will get bad record. Somehow or other, by the mercy of Chandidevi, this thing happened. Our lajja was there. Nobody has seen it. You know what is the reason of sleeping now? Actually, you have not worshipped Chandidevi properly. Before when we started for going to execute our mission, we have not done our prayer properly. We have not worshipped Chandidevi properly. That's why it happens. Just like when we are doing any jatra, we are doing nursing prayer. So we have not done that. No? That's why this incident happened. So Chandidevi ka puja nahi ki. So don't worry. One day happen. Not every day it will happen. So let us prepare. Today we should worship Chandidevi in proper way. So what ingredients we should get? Liqueur and meat and all these kind of things you should make, and together we'll go and worship properly and have a big feast. Then we'll go do the plunder. So they did according to their plan, and the next day also, after worshipping the Chandi with all liqueur and meat and feast, and they came again. This day they came at the 12 o'clock night, and they saw Nityanand Prabhu sleeping. But all around his house, big, big soldier, armed soldier with weapon, not ordinary security person. Their infantry, proper armed soldier. And they are seeing these soldiers are not like ordinary person. One person can easily handle 100 of us. Can finish. At once, 100 of us, he can finish. Such a big height and big muscle, big body. Udanda, prachanda, kaya, sarir. Then said, who are they? They are not from this locality. Maybe some king from somewhere. Some king is passing through. They stayed in this night, this jungle. They came to here. What is that? They could not decide. They could not figure it out what happened. Maybe some soldiers, they are not ordinary soldier. All wearing garland, putting chandan, doing harinam also. The soldier, armed soldier doing harinam, what is going on? They could not figure it out. Then they decide, okay, maybe some king is passing through, so the soldiers are there, so we cannot fight with the soldiers, so let us wait, let this king pass away, let them go. So what to do? Then decide, we should come after 10 days. He is staying here only. Let them go, everybody, so we will come after 10 days. So decide they went and wait for 10 days. Then after 10 days, and then they said, today we should definitely get. So, and when they plan evening time, they do their proper prayer, and the evening time when they come out, they saw cloudy weather. The whole sky is full of cloud, totally dark, densely dark. They said, oh, maybe it is too much dark. We cannot see what is in the proper way we can see. So what to do? Now we are going to jungle. He is staying in a jungle in a lonely house. So maybe some other animals, they will come. So take some extra weapons. One person having 10 weapons in their hand. Because maybe some snake, some dog, some other animals, they will attack. So they have to use some of their weapons for them, and they keep some weapons for to stealing also. So take sufficient weapons. They went, and when they enter into the boundary wall of the palace where Nityanandarupa was staying alone, when they enter into the inside the boundary wall, immediately one storm carrying so many dust come out. It's already dark, and all of them the dust went inside their eyes. All of them lose their eyesight. Both the eyesight, they cannot see anything. They become blind. All of them become blind. Now what to do? It's already dark, and now they become blind in the dense of night. So where to do, where to go, where to go? It is a new place. They don't know where to go. Some went like this. They were walking in 2 feet. Now they become 4 feet. You know, they have to use their hands, have to go like this, like this. They went, and after some moment, some of them, they fell down into a ditch. A ditch where waters from some many, many years they were there, some dirty water, and you know, some leaks and some insects were there, and they fell down it, the whole body were leaks, they're sucking the blood. And some mosquitoes, some other insects, they are biting. And they are blind in night, what to say, they are suffering. And in water also, stinking water. And some other, they fall down in a waste bin, waste dust bin, where all these waste products were there, they are inside it. There are also many kinds of insects, they are biting them. Scorpions and all, they are biting them. And some others, they fell down in another dry ditch where stones are there, all their hands and legs get broken, and they are only crying. And some of them, they fall into a thorn, so many thorns are there, some bushes, they fall down onto it. And whole body is, thorns are there, whole body, they cannot move this side, that side. If they're moving, some thorns are there, they're getting pain. So they are only crying and shouting. And in this case, and the insects and scorpions and the mosquitoes, they are biting, and all this in this very serious position they are at night time, they are there. And then by this time, Lord Indra started raining. Oh my God. Raining, and very cold wind started blowing. Just imagine. If this cold winter time, you in midnight, you are somewhere, and heavily it will rain, and heavily cold wind comes, oh, you are shivering with cold. Not only raining, that hailstone, he also started wearing hailstones. Now they are blind, they cannot know, they don't know where to go. Hailstones are hitting their bodies around. They got sufficient punishment, sufficiently punishment, and they suffered so much. So then all of them, they out of their crying, out of their suffering, now they remember, oh, definitely this Nityanand Prabhu, he is not ordinary person. He is definite the Supreme Lord himself. Now we don't have any way. Whether it is daytime or nighttime, we don't know also. We are all blind now. What to do? So all of them meditate the lotus feet of Nityanand Prabhu. So by the power of the meditation of the lotus feet of Nityanand Prabhu, immediately they get back their eyesight. And the storm and the rain and the hailstone, everything stopped. and they all the suffering also stop, and they become, it is already morning approaching. Then they came back and take bath in Ganga. Then say, okay, somehow or other saved. Now we'll never ever go to think of stealing. But the next day, the leader of the gang, leader of the dacoits, he is a Brahmin, he came in noon time to see Nityananda Prabhu. He was crying sufficiently. He came, and at that time Nityananda Prabhu sitting in a throne, and whole Navadvip Vasi, and thousands of all these Navadvip Vasi are sitting around him, and Nityananda Prabhu sitting in the middle and looking, glancing at all of them, but nicely glancing at them. At that time, the gang leader is famous in Navadvip, that thief. He came in crying. Cryingly he's come and came and immediately Dandavat Pranam to Nityananda Prabhu. Fell down like a rod. Everybody seeing, everybody recognized him. Oh, he is the person. He is number one thief, famous in the whole district. We know him. What happened? He is crying now. He is doing Dandavat obeisances and crying. What is going on? So then some of the village people, they say, oh, you don't know. This is the another way of stealing. Now the sub technique, new technique, you know. Nowadays I have seen also some people, they want to get something out of you. So they will come to you and making a drama. Oh, I was coming, everything stolen from me. All my baggage stolen. So can you help me something? I can go to the other. This is all drama they are making. They will take some 100 rupees from you, they will go to liquor shop and it, but they will misuse it. So maybe this is doing a drama because we know he is a number one daku. So many of them, the villagers, they are discussing like that, what is it? Is it in the reality or what? Is he crying? If he is doing drama, why is paying obeisances? What is going on? He knows that we are here, we know him. In front of us, he should come alone. Then some say, no, no, maybe his mind changed because Nityananda Prabhu is Mahatma. Because of his offering obeisance to him, maybe he's become sadhuna or what? So Nityananda Prabhu heard they are gossiping like that. So Nityananda Prabhu said to make everybody know what is the fact. So he then asked, oh Brahmin, what is happening to you? Tell me fact. Why you are crying? Why are paying obeisances? So then when Nityananda Prabhu asked him, he stand up and he want to say, but he could not say anything. Just his throat get choked. He was only crying and crying. He could not speak anything. Then after some time, he started speaking. Then his choked voice, he spoke, oh my Lord, I am famous in Navadvip district. Everybody knows me. All of them, they know me. I am the resident of this Navadvip. And I am such a famous rascal, number one thief, that just my hearing my name, everybody closed their door. If everybody saw me, then will run away with life. I am such a famous in this Navadvip district. That's why they are all seeing me, and what is going on? This fellow is here. He's doing this. Then he tells, "Acha, you are like that." And yes. Now then what happened to you? Now my Lord, what to say? When you as a sannyasi, when you started wearing all these valuable garments, then I saw it, then I planned that just by plundering you, I will become rich. Then I called all my gang people and together we came. First time we come and you make us sleep. We could not understand. And again we come, we have some another wonder, some soldiers we see. Still we cannot understand your mercy. Again, yesterday we come. And this thing happened. He narrated the whole story. And then, after Ganga Bath, I realized that you are not ordinary person. Just by remembering your lotus feet, all our sufferings mitigated. So that's why I come to take shelter of your lotus feet. And again, he fell down and cried. And Nityananda Prabhu then placed his feet on his head. So then all these members of the Navadvip, all these big saintly person, they are saying, oh my Lord, We have not in our life, not theft a small thing even. We have not doing any stealing, not any bad things. We have no any bad records. But we have not got the so much mercy from Nityananda Prabhu. His record is full of bad things. What nonsense he has not done. But Nityananda Prabhu became merciful to him. Why? Then it is decided that because he remembered somehow or other the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. That is the only merit. After suffering a lot, he remembered the lotus feet of the Nityananda Prabhu. Just by the power of remembering the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, not directly worshipping, not he has seen, not going, touching, seeing, just by remembering at the time of suffering, the power is so powerful, the power of remembrance, immediately he became free from the suffering, and now his heart also changed, he became saint. Such a saint, far exceeding that all this Navadvipasi. This is the power of remembrance of once the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. If somebody by devotion, worship, and do abhishek, and do bhajan of Nityananda, then what will happen? What to speak of it? That is the power. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord, and this is the nature of the Bhagavat Jana, the saintly persons. That is their nature. Their only nature is to rescue and help the fallen souls without any reason, without any invitation, without any proper expecting any respect, any demand, any worship, nothing. Only plan is to help others. So that is the case. Tad jathavalisam. Only because the saintly persons do causeless mercy to the innocent people, you are similarly doing your causeless mercy. That's why you are giving your darshan to us, O my Lord. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Grantharasimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai.